The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, I am Avra Lewis for the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Offset Talks the Power of Using His Voice. On a critical election day, it is refreshing to see more celebrities utilizing their voices to get their fans to the polls. During what has been a tumultuous year for Americans, there has been no better time to educate oneself on the social issues that surround our day-to-day. I see what's going on. I had a rough background, so I experienced it my whole life. Offset tells Essence. When asked about some of the recent headline-making injustices against Black lives, I've been real active with voting to get the youth to change and switch up the game. We need it right now. While the Grammy-nominated artist is one-third of the rap superstar group Migos, the Atlanta-bred entertainer has set out on a solo mission to contribute to issues that have severely impacted himself and his community. This is my first year to actually vote, says Offset, and I felt like I accomplished something by doing that. Last week, the artist performed at the Biden-Harris rally, and he supports other initiatives like the Global Citizen Rally with Alicia Keys and Kerry Washington. He also made an appearance during a special Path to the Polls segment with D-Nice. I understand some of us may not have all the knowledge on what's going on because before this, I wasn't all the way into politics, but let's do something right one time as one together, Offset added. From presenting a fashion collection in Paris last February to actively raising $500,000 for cancer relief funds, there's a lot more to Offset than his chart-topping hits. Essence got a chance to get ready with the rapper for Halloween to talk about his recent work gearing up to Election Day and what's next on the agenda. Essence was asking Offset, within the last few months, you have been active on spreading the word out to vote. Why has this become an important topic to you? Offset replied by saying, I have been active with the voting movement because a lot of our youth haven't been voting in Atlanta. So I'm just trying to show them a better way. Artists are stepping up a lot, especially with the trap music era, and I just wanted to really support it. I want the youth to feel how I feel. Essence asks another question. Last year, prior to election season, you launched a $500,000 grant for cancer funds. How does it feel to tap into social issues outside of music? Offset replied by saying, It is very important for me to use my voice. I touch on topics that mean something to me. My grandmother passed from cancer, so I am with the American Cancer Society trying to raise 500 grand. I was told that I wouldn't be able to vote, so just being able to jump over the hurdles and things that I thought I wasn't able to do, it's never fake. It is all organic. It is just straight love for me. Essence asked, You recently wrote on Instagram, Black people having access to luxury shouldn't be a debate, by the way. Hip-hop starts its trends. Can you further explain what you meant? Offset said, Brands could be out for 30 years, and they won't ever be as popular until we touch it. When we wear certain pieces, it becomes the hype. It goes up in value, and they try to downplay it. I was reminding people that when we touch it, it goes to the ceiling. And that's a fact. Whatever I wear, I have 1,000,000 or 500,000 people that is going to go try to get it. Essence asks the other question, similar to when Migos came out with the song Versace, did you know the power of rap and fashion then? Offset replied, after maybe about 1 year, I would say yes. I remember it was around 2015, and 2 years later, they had a shirt that said Versace, Versace, Versace. And of course, we blew up that song. We set the trend and take it to the next level. I'd rather work on wearing Chaz Jordan, which is another black designer. Essence asks, the collection you both presented in Paris, how did that come about? Offset replied, we took our money and designs and went to Paris to do a fashion show within 1 year. It was actually really successful. It was a fire experience to see what goes on inside and taking a risk on yourself. You respect it more instead of just being invited everywhere and sitting front row. Because a lot of people go to Fashion Week for the media and the look, so to take my actual money with me and it to be a success on the first year, I picked out all the models, designed the clothes, and styled the shoot. They were my actual personal shoes, rare ass shoes and samples. The next question Essence asked Offset was, can we expect more of Offset diving into fashion? He responded by saying, we are Migos, working on an album, so probably some well thought out merchandise for right now because I can get that made in America. Due to COVID, I would rather wait until everything is clear until I make the next collection. I might make a 12-piece capsule collection where I can get it made here. That's about it, though. The next article is titled, Joe Biden, It Ain't Over Until Every Vote Is Counted. This is a chronological recap of the election process. While many Americans sit glued to computer screens, cell phones, and televisions across the nation, nervous that Donald Trump might pull a 2016 and win this thing, former Vice President Joe Biden told supporters in Delaware, keep calm, it's not over yet. We believe we are on track to win this election. Keep the faith. The Democratic presidential nominee told a cheering crowd in his hometown of Wilmington, it ain't over until every vote is counted. He continued, we knew because of the unprecedented early vote, the mail-in vote, that it would take a while. We have to be patient. Biden is currently winning the popular vote. Biden is also winning the Electoral College vote, 225 to Trump's 213. We are feeling good about where we are, he said before telling the crowd. And by the way, we are going to win Pennsylvania. Former President Barack Obama clawed his way to victory in Pennsylvania twice. At the time, pundits predicted that there were Reagan Democrats just waiting to vote for Trump. They were right. In 2016, Trump turned three counties in the state, Luzerne, Erie, and Northampton, red. But Biden is not deterred. Every time I'd walk down to my grandpa's house up in Scranton, he would yell, Joey, keep the faith. And my grandma, when she was alive, would say, no, Joey, spread it. Keep the faith, guys. We are going to win this, Biden said, as Dr. Jill Biden cheered at his side. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Speaking from the White House early Wednesday morning, President Donald Trump complained of voter suppression and said the race, allegedly moving in his favor, was still not even close. This mirrored one of his tweets early Tuesday night. "We are up big, but they are still trying to steal the election. We will never let them do it. Votes cannot be cast after the polls are closed." The unsubstantiated tweet with the following caveat: some or all of the content shared in this tweet is disputed and might be misleading about an election or other civic process. Update: November 4th, 2020, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The states of Michigan and its 16 electoral votes, and Wisconsin and its 10 electoral votes, have been called for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Currently, Biden has 264 electoral votes to Trump's 214, the Associated Press reports. Plain and simple, Donald Trump has lost Wisconsin, he is losing Michigan, and he is losing the presidency, Biden campaign spokesman Andrew Bates said. Update: November 4th, 2020, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Trump campaign and the Georgia Republican Party have filed a lawsuit against the Chatham County Board of Elections. According to the lawsuit, a Republican observer witnessed a poll worker take absentee ballots received after 7 p.m. from a back room and mix them into processed absentee ballots waiting to be counted, the Associated Press reports. Georgia ballots must be received by 7 p.m. on Election Day in order to count. Trump's campaign also filed lawsuits on Wednesday to stop the counting of ballots in Michigan and Pennsylvania, CNBC reports. The president continues to spread false information about the election, claiming that he has won and demanding that vote count be stopped. In response, Twitter continues to censor his false, misleading, and unsubstantiated tweets. Update: November 5th, 2020, 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. With numbers still coming in from Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, the Biden-Harris campaign has launched its transition website, Build Back Better, in anticipation of winning the election. The American people will determine who will serve as the next president of the United States. Votes are still being counted in several states around the country. The crises facing the country are severe, from a pandemic to an economic recession, climate change to racial injustice, and the transition team will continue preparing at full speed so that Biden-Harris administration can hit the ground running on day one. Update: November 5th, 2020, 2:50 p.m. Eastern Time. With 99% reporting in Michigan, Biden has 50.6% of the votes and Trump has 47.9%, the Associated Press reports. Update: November 6, 2020, 4:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Joe Biden just took the lead in Georgia. He is pulled ahead of Trump by 917 votes. No Democrat has won Georgia in a presidential race since former President Bill Clinton in 1992. The next article is titled, Lessons from Election 2020, Trust Black Women to Lead. Election Week 2020 is slowly coming to a close, and battleground states, specifically predominantly black cities and counties like Philadelphia, Detroit, and Atlanta, are poised to decide the fate of the country and the future of the American Democracy Project. According to ABC exit polls, Biden led by a 33-point margin among first-time voters and a 26-point margin among voters ages 18 to 29. This electoral reality is largely due to the protracted labor of Black women who have been organizing to get Donald Trump out of office since before he was sworn in. I tell myself what I tell the people I'm meeting in Philadelphia, Chattanooga, Cleveland, and anyone who will listen. Latasha Brown, Black Voters Matter co-founder, wrote in Essence. Brown is based in Georgia. This moment is not about Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or even Barack Obama, she wrote. This is about us. This is about identifying and consolidating our power to change the system that was never built to include us. Alicia Garza, senior advisor to CARE in Action, the policy and advocacy home for the over 2 million domestic workers and care workers across America, tells Essence what to expect from Black women voters as election officials continue to count every ballot in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Black women lead. We know this much to be true. When women of color turn out, they win. That's especially true for Black women, who are the backbone of the Democratic Party. Black women only gained the right to vote in 1965, a full 45 years after the 19th Amendment, which granted white women the right to vote, was ratified. Black women have the highest voting rate of any racial group, but they have often been ignored by campaigns and political organizations. Traditionally, Black voters and women of color voters, among others, are thought of by outdated political consultants as infrequent or low propensity voters. But this is simply not true. CARE in Action thinks of these voters as high potential voters, folks who have been deliberately kept out of the political processes for centuries, but who have enormous potential to reshape the political terrain if we reach out to them directly. Through our state programs, we have done just that, committed to focus on Black women as well as all women of color to turn out voters at an even higher rate. That's our electoral mission, and it is what we have seen work time and again. Early numbers are showing that Black women once again turned out, but we still don't have a full view. Every vote needs to be counted before a winner is declared. But here is what we do know. Based on polling from the American Election Eve, mirroring 2016, the Black woman voter turned out for the Democratic ticket is 90% plus. 52% of Black women polled said the most important issue in 2020 was the pandemic, which has disproportionately affected Black communities. And 84% of Black women polled agree that voters in every state should have the choice to either vote by mail, vote early, or vote in person. Black women and domestic workers were ready to vote through a pandemic and while being the caregivers for their families and America's families. We are the key to progressive victories, and we can elect candidates who prioritize our communities, low-wage workers, women, and people of color in their policy decisions. Record turnout in battleground states is due to years of organizing. When a state swings, you know that's a sign of decades of hard work by organizers, activists, movement, and political leaders working on the ground with voters to make sure their voices are being heard, and we will see the results. States that were once Democratic pipe dreams, like Georgia, are now very much within reach because black women and women of color are being engaged and mobilized. Just look at Arizona. The race has been called for Senator-elect Mark Kelly. Anna Tolfar is the first Latina Democrat elected to the Corporation Commission. Julie G. is the first woman Democrat to be elected to county attorney. Whitney Walker will be the first black woman to be supervisor and first to be elected countywide. And we hope to see the first Indian American elected to Congress in Hyrule Tipirneni, who will be the first Asian American from Arizona sit to Congress when she wins. When I think about the power women of color have to make meaningful generational change, I think of what Care in Action Director for North Carolina, Montika Tallmadge, said about the hard work we are doing on the ground there. The 45th president cannot assume southern states will cave to the fear-mongering and threats of intimidation that he trumpeted while campaigning across the state. The game done changed, quote-unquote, in the old North state, and black women are ready to play. Change is now happening. Care in Action endorsed 73 candidates, all women of color, for state and local office this year across our 7 target states, and so far 46 of those candidates have won their races, with another 12 campaigns waiting on results. These candidates aligned with our mission of centering domestic workers and people of color in policy, and 24 of the candidates were endorsed were running for the first time. That's what we call moving the needle, and we are one of many organizations doing the important work to make sure we elect down-ballot candidates who represent interests of working families. We are going to continue our strategy of organizing, centering, and fighting to build power for black women because we see that it works. Trump won't go quietly, but he has to go. Candidates for office can say what they like, but at the end of the day, it is the will of the voters that decides. We choose our leaders. Our leaders do not choose their voters. That is the foundation of American democracy. Every voter's voice must be heard and their vote counted, no matter how long it takes. It will be worth it when we emerge on the other side of this election, knowing that we gave every voter the respect and dignity of ensuring their vote counted. The next article is titled Essence Essential Heroes Awards. Join us as we honor extraordinary service in 2020. From healthcare to retail to food service to education and so many other industries, we have seen millions, our family, friends, and neighbors continuously persevere to remain on the front lines through a worldwide pandemic, global unrest, and arguably the most exhausting presidential election cycle the country has ever seen. Not only have they been putting their lives on the line to provide crucial services for our country, they have done so with pride. In honor of these extraordinary individuals and on the heels of the 2020 Essence Festival of Cultural Essential Heroes Awards, where we spotlighted our beloved healthcare workers, Essence is proud to partner with Disney, AT&T, Dream in Black, and Hyundai to bring you the second installment of our 2020 Essence Essential Heroes Awards, streaming Wednesday, November 18th on Essence.com, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The awards will spotlight a total of 20 honorees across 4 categories. Community Change Makers, individuals who work in or volunteer in work that changes the direction or state of their community through activism, civic engagement, social change, or vocational and financial training. Educators, teachers, professors, or administrators who have done extraordinary work during this unprecedented time to inspire students to keep going. Mental health, individuals who work in or do work that advances mental health support in our community. Parents and family, parents or children who have pushed forward during this time against extraordinary odds. Be sure to tune in to Essence.com on November 18th as we salute, honor, and celebrate our Essence Essential Heroes. The next article is titled, Amazon Releases Moving Advertisement Featuring Black Ballet Dancer. There's no doubt about it that during election week, a feel-good video of any sort can bring down the anxiety a majority of the world is carrying. As the United States waits for the results of who will be the next president, it is hard to comb through social media without being drowned by election coverage from every angle. Managing to stand out amongst the noise is an Amazon advertisement titled, The Show Must Go On. In the 2-minute clip, a ballet dancer can be seen preparing for a big winter show until the COVID-19 news cancels what seems to be a highly anticipated event. This can directly correlate to the many disappointing hits that happened during the height of the pandemic. Throughout the world, to ensure safety, at the beginning of a March mandatory lockdown was put in place across multiple countries, and while some have lightened the lockdown protocol, many are still at a standstill. The Amazon video concludes with the neighborhood the ballet resides in hosting a social distant performance for the dancer and ends with the phrase, "The show must go on," as the world waits for the 46th President of the United States to be announced. This advertisement is a reminder that our new normal shouldn't deter our personal successes. Run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.